You're listening to the Premier Podcast Network.
Acknowledge me.
Cody Rhodes.
I have to finish the story.
LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
And more using our exclusive link in the show notes. Click below and show your support today for your favorite WWE superstar at WWEshop.com.
Yeah!
Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers, along with Mind the Meanie podcast, presents Meanie Mania, a pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., 21 and older to attend with no cover at McCusker's Tavern on the corners of 17th and Shunk at 2601 South 17th Street in South Philly. Come hang out with ECW Original and WWE alumni The Blue Meanie at his favorite bar on the planet, McCusker's Tavern. McCusker's is the perfect spot to kick off your Mania week and go to for a pre- and post-wrestling event hang. Remember, McCusker's is cash only, but they do have an ATM on site. Lyft, Uber, and taxi services are highly recommended to and from McCusker's. 7 minutes from Lincoln Financial Field, 10 minutes from the 2300 Arena, and 15 minutes from Center City. Meanie Mania is also brought to you by Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers on 2543 South Broad Street in Philadelphia. Go to bodybyfishernow.com. That's bodybyfishernow.com. Mind of the Meanie podcast drops every Monday morning at 6 a.m. and find our entire archive at mindofthemeanie.com. Meanie Mania, the pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Meanie!
Oh, yes, sir.
Why should I say the green Meanie? And top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you.
Want to let everybody know that's listening right now, this episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers. That's right, our friends at Manscaped. This year, don't just chase rainbows, make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in below the kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish, Meanie, and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. So head over right now to manscaped.com and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And Meanie, I want to know if you ever had any issues before you were able to get the golden touch of Manscaped.
When it comes to Manscaped, you can't leave the Blarney Stone alone. I use it every time of the year, but St. Patrick's Day, you got the luck of the Irish there because you ain't going to be nicking yourself. So, get the Lawnmower 5.0 and, shamrock that cock, man.
Shamrock that cock indeed, Meanie. And ever since I've used Manscaped, I can proudly say that I found my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's right. Little John and the Eastside Boys have never looked better, and you can meet your new lucky charm for St. Patrick's Day, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer comes with two interchangeable next-generation skin-safe blade heads, one for a classic trim and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Equipped with dual LED spotlights, navigate your shamrock path in peace. Equipped with two dual LED spotlights, navigate your shamrock patch in peace. Worried you'll make a mess, Meanie? Fear not. This wonder is waterproof. Shave by the misty moors, under a waterfall, or even doing a rain dance, or dare I say, a Meanie dance. Its compact case makes it ideal to take it with you on the road, ready for any adventure or last-minute plans you have coming up. So trimming the hedges in your Irish garden isn't just for below the belt, my friend. Complete your look with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Base Shaver. So whether you're sculpting your beard or cleaning up your neckline, there's always the right tools for the job. So go to manscaped.com right now and get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
This is the Mind of the Meanie. Here are your hosts, the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard.
Peace, world, and welcome everybody to the Mind of the Meanie, a weekly peek into the world, according to former WWE superstar and ECW original, Blue Meanie. Cover wrestling, music, movies, sports, and lots of useless knowledge all contained in the mind of the meanie. I'm your tour guide, Adam Bernard, and he is the Blue Meanie. Meanie, what's on your mind?
It's getting better. It's getting better, man. Just the other night we were sitting in the living room and, you know, Mrs. Meanie yells out, "It's 6 o'clock. I looked around and the sun was still out. I was like, oh man, it's going to get better. It's only going to get better. You know, just, the weather's getting warmer. Mm-hmm. As you can see on patreon.com/mindandmeanie, I'm wearing a tank top. Got my shorts on. Yep. And it might be 52 degrees, but when it's been 30 or whatever, this feels like fucking Cancun right now. You know, like I feel like I'm in the Florida. I feel like I'm in a tropical fucking state right now. At 50 degrees, it would weigh. I've been freezing my balls off the lid. Because, like, I always, you know, this back room where I got my podcast studio is the fucking coldest place in the house because there's, we got South Valley row homes, except for this room is an extension built on, so it's exposed on it, so it takes longer to heat up. But yeah, man, happier days are ahead.
Yeah.
Because I always say, you know, January 2nd to March, which, you know, today is goddamn Stone Cold 316 day as we record this.
Give me a hell yeah.
What? Yeah.
What?
Huh?
What?
But, yeah, as we're recording March 16th, 10:26 a.m., the weather's getting better. I've been watching some diet baseball, some, you know,
diet preseason. Baseball.
Yeah, that's what I call preseason football and baseball. Diet football, diet baseball. Pretty soon it'll be official baseball season. I'll be in my backyard with a hot dog in one hand and a beer in the other and just fucking living the fucking dream of just staring at the clouds. You know, as I approach 51 years old.
Man.
Mentally I'm still 23. I still, you know, laugh at the same stupid shit as I did as a kid, but I'm a little bit more responsible now, being 53, where total strangers say "yes, sir" at me, and get the kids at the checkout line go, "Do you get a senior discount?" To which I go, "Maybe."
You tell me. Anna, you tell me. Yeah.
You tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
That was a long ramble to start off the show, but you know, I'm happy. I'm happier, you know, with the warmer weather coming. Baseball's right around the corner. It's here, but it's not official yet. And then, WrestleMania's in a couple weeks. Yeah. Meanie Mania, which we're stressing about, and well, not stressing about. It's just, I got a lot of shit going on that week. So it's just like, you know, just pre-planning.
It's,
you know, it's just, it's one of those things you don't think about until it's like, oh yeah, that's in 2 weeks.
Dude, it's so funny. I was thinking, I was tweeting yesterday and I'm meeting up with a bunch of media friends like during the course of the week, right? The Pupping Enemy guys will be here. I'll meet them for the first time. And like Haley Miller from Comic Book and Muscle Man Malcolm and a bunch of other guys. And I was looking, I was like, I was counting down. I was just trying to make sure I was like date accurate. I was like, fuck, we're less than 3 weeks away from this shit, man. Like, I feel like we've been talking about this for almost, I mean, probably almost a year now. We've been like, oh yeah, like, yeah, it's going to be here. It'll be great. Like, we're going to prep for it now. It's like, oh fuck. Like, I know how much I have going on that week, you know? And you're going to be at WrestleCon. You'll be at the ECW Arena. We're hoping that you're going to be at the Hall of Fame ceremony in your blue suit, yeah, accepting the award. Actually, that's a question as a sidebar here. Gaming this out, I know Ask Meanie will come later, but Adam from Downingtown wants to know, suppose you did get the Hall of Fame induction, would you go full gimmick, right, like full blue regalia on the hair and
course,
the beard? Yeah?
Of course.
Absolutely. All right. I figured you would.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my Clark Kent look. That's why I call it. You know, everybody goes, oh, how come your hair's not? Motherfucker. Come on, man.
Like, I walk around with it all day. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
I used to in my 20s when
You know, it was the cool thing to do, but now I'm 50. And people say stupid shit when you got different colored hair or anything else. And people say things to you like, oh, you've never heard that one before. And then it's the same thing with the fucking, my hair. You know, okay, my hair's, at least my beard's white now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still got some of my original color. It's a little peppery. Oh, gray meanie, huh? Gray. Yeah. I own a mirror.
Right, thank Imagine you. That. Wow, that was so fucking clever, man.
Breaking news. Oh. You mean my hair changed color as I got older? What the fuck? How come? It's like that scene in Spaceballs. How come nobody told me I had a fat ass? You know? But.
Oh, man. You guys fucking hit me there, man. Wow. Oh, thank you so much for reminding me how gray. What a revelation.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
What a revelation. Yeah. Who knew?
It's like people reminding me I put weight on since the pandemic. Like, wow, thanks. I appreciate you reminding me of something that I notice every single day.
Yeah.
You fucking
something
dickhead.
I notice every day. Something I notice every day I go to tie my shoes.
It's harder to sit down now, okay? Yeah.
Yeah. All my shoes are tied off to the side because I have to, spread my legs like akimbo to fucking try to get anywhere near my fucking laces. And then I give it the, oh, that's good enough type tie.
I'm like grunting as I'm like, yeah, that'll do it. The kids are like, Dad, why are you grunting all the time? Because like, I'm fat again.
Yeah.
Just because I'm fat, guys, it's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
So.
At least I'm not like Abby fat, Abdul the Butcher fat, where like, you know, he's got lace up his boots with like a, he's got some kind of gimmick to fucking lace up his boots. But, you know,
Jesus.
Yeah, things are good. Things are good. Got a lot of shit going on. Yeah. As I was saying earlier, Mania week, and I can't believe it's here.
Crazy, man. It's like it really felt like it came up out of nowhere, snuck up on us, and now I'm trying to figure out like again. So like what are your plans? How are you gonna fit everything in during that week? Because it feels like from Monday until like Sunday, you have something going on. So like how are you mapping that out? Like have you had a chance to really sit down and figure it out yet?
Yeah, I have something tentative for Monday and Tuesday, which I'm keeping myself open for just in case.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I got something going on that hasn't been announced yet. I don't think they want me to talk about it yet. No, this isn't me hinting at, oh, well.
Right.
I got something, and when they decide to announce it, they'll announce it. And then, you know, Thursday's Meanie Mania, which for some reason I thought, WrestleCon was Thursday morning, but they're having their show at the arena. So hopefully a lot of those people spill over to McCusker's for Meanie Mania. So Thursday got Meanie Mania at McCusker's, which I'm going to have the joy of going to bed at 3 and getting up early enough to get to WrestleCon by 9 a.m.
Oof.
Was that Friday?
Friday morning, yeah.
9 to 2. Friday night. We go right to the arena for the block party game. Battleground Championship Wrestling.
Yep.
Which also throws the Icons convention. They're having a show. Friday afternoon, then they're going to have like a little thing called the block party in between. And then, you know, which will have a, you know, like a meet and greet. And then that night they're going to have a tribute to Extreme 2 with a bunch of ECW guys Friday night. Then you got to figure, I go back to WrestleCon Friday morning. I mean, Saturday morning.
Right.
And then, you know, Saturday night's WrestleMania, which I'll probably be watching on my phone at McCusker's. And then Sunday's, you know, WrestleCon again, Mania. And I might have something Sunday afternoon, which I can't talk about. and yeah, so I'm pretty busy from Wednesday to Sunday with tentative something Monday, Tuesday. So
crazy, man.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
I'm looking at here. I totally forgot about Friday being the block party. And then there's what else? There's the Suplex block party, which is the Suplex Wrestling Store, which I just learned about the other day.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to try to get there on like maybe Thursday, I think. Like just to go to the store. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make the block party. But then I want to go to like WWE World. I want to go see that. And like, there's so much shit to do. I'm just basically, yeah. I think we're going to have a bunch of folks. I think a bunch of people are coming in Wednesday. And I think Thursday or Wednesday night, I might just crash at somebody's hotel and just be like, fuck it. I might just either like zip around the city or just fucking Uber everywhere. Cause it's like, there's like, what's the point of even coming home at that point? You know what I mean? Like if I have so much to do both days, I might as well stay there Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
And come home on Saturday or Friday afternoon rather when everything's done. And then that way, at least I can get into the city. But Malcolm and I were talking even too, cause we're both, he's doing both nights of media for WrestleMania. I'm doing night one. And then James and I are going to the show on night two. And I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck I'm even going to get to the stadium, because like parking inside of the link is going to be outrageous, and taking an Uber there will be easy, but getting an Uber home is going to be fucking impossible. We waited the last time until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when Malcolm and I were in Florida. It took us 3 hours to get an Uber.
Yeah.
So
the best bet might be park somewhere off campus and, either park somewhere where you could either hop on the subway train and get off and walk a couple blocks to wherever you parked.
Right.
And then, or park somewhere. Yeah, but catching an Uber out there probably be a pain in the fucking ass.
What I was thinking was, because I still have my parking pass at the building I used to manage at 36th Street. So I'm thinking if I get to 36th, like if I can get to 36th Street with James, I can Uber there with him. And then at the end of the night, I can get a train pass, or maybe the day before, like Friday, go get a train pass for that Sunday for him and I, hop on, and then if that takes me to 30th Street, I can get to 30th Street and then Uber up, because I'm not going to walk through University City at fucking 2 a.m. But at least if I can get to 30th Street, they can Uber us to my car. You know what I mean? Like there's definitely a couple of ways to get it done, but I'm like, fuck, I forgot how complicated all this shit was. I forgot how difficult all this crap was. So,
I don't know that's the thing with the WrestleCon thing. I'm getting a bunch of shirts done up and I'm going to have like 8x10s. So I was looking at, where WrestleCon is on the Google Maps. I'm like looking for parking in the area. I was like, all right, well, do I load up like one big duffel bag? Fold my shirts and, carry my 8x10s in like in a backpack and take a lift there.
Yeah.
And pray that the lift driver has room in his trunk or I also use I have a big fucking plastic bin that's got wheels on that I could drag. But, just trying to figure out how to maneuver, because I hate Center City, Philadelphia, with a passion. It's like,
yeah.
And not for anything else, that it's just like tons of traffic. Like I hate anything that's tons of traffic and no place to park, which South Philly, it's hard to park, but there's plenty of free parking, in Center City, everybody's trying to nickel and dime me to fucking death, to find a spot.
Well, right. That's the thing it feels like Center City is, in some aspects, like great for pedestrian walking, you know what I mean? Like getting to and from a place. Same with South Philly. I mean, most places in Philadelphia are walkable, right? But the parking itself, I mean, you can tell. I mean, like, the city wasn't built for big fucking, you know, urban assault vehicle type shit. You know what I mean? Like, with the SUVs and the big cars we have now, it's a nightmare. If you've never...
I tell people my street was built for horse and buggies.
Right. I mean, you know, if you've never been to 16th Street, you've never been down there to fucking Sansom Street or any of those other spots, like, you can fucking see right away. There's no fucking way that you're getting down, though. You know, you're just not parking on those streets anywhere. Like, just forget about it. And then the parking garages, you know, everybody in the city is going to be taking advantage of the fact that there's going to be thousands of people coming in to see WrestleMania. So those prices are going to be fucking astronomical. So I'm not telling anybody where I'm parking now. After it's on 36th Street somewhere. Good luck finding it. But, you know, it's like that's going to be the easiest. I think that's going to be the easiest method for me. But, you know, I've had a couple people ask me if I'm disappointed or upset that I'm not going to do night two media at WrestleMania. And I've looked at them like, you know where I'm going, right? Like, you know why I'm not doing that. Like, I wasn't able to go to the last WrestleMania in Philadelphia that was here when I was a kid. Like, why the fuck would I? Like, no, there's no regrets at all. Like, I can't fucking wait to be in the fucking up top at the link watching the show with my son. Like, why would I? Why would I regret that? It's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just hyped, man. I'm hyped and I'm mapping it out and I think I'm going to try to take him to the WWE World the day before. He's a big action figure kid. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, spending time with him and doing all that. But
now with WWE World, is that a ticketed event or can you just show up and just pay to get in line for different things?
So it's a ticketed event. It's different than, so typically at most of the events, like Rumble and SummerSlam was the same. They had like a superstore. So it was at like one location near the actual event and you could go in and buy all kinds of merchandise and shit. But this is going to be like a huge immersive, like 4-day event. They're doing VIP stuff like CM Punk and Bianca Belair. They're doing a bunch of meet and greets and shit.
Nice.
So they have a bunch of superstars coming, but it's like these superstores on steroids. So,
right.
It's going to be cool. Like the adult pass is like $60 and then the kid pass is like $20. I'm trying to figure out if it's worth going in to see it, but if he wants to go, it's going to be like, yeah, you know, we'll go on Sunday. But, it's supposed to be pretty cool. I don't know much about it. Like they haven't really given a much like any other information, like other than
it's been pretty vague.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be dope though. Like I'm sure it's going to be a cool day, but I'm looking forward to Meanie Mania. Don't forget, actually, while people are listening, let's do two shout outs real fast. Shout out to the pod squad that's here with us. Patreon.com/mindofthemeanie. Sign up today. Tiers starting at just $10 a month, and you can join us every week. But let everybody know who's listening right now about the deets. Even though you heard it at the beginning, I want to tell you again, what is the details for Meanie Mania?
Well, still working on a lot of them, but I mean, look, Meanie Mania is going to be the ultimate hang. It's just going to be I'm trying not to overhype it, you know. Here's the deal: a lot of people get into town Wednesday, get in town Thursday. What are we going to do? Hey, Blue Meanie's having something at his favorite bar in the Planet, McCusker's. You know, every week I go to McCusker's, I take a photo of my beer on the counter and say, they hold my calls and sit around, bullshit, have a good time. And people go, oh man, if I ever get to Philadelphia, I need to have a beer with the Blue Meanie at McCusker's. Well, now's your chance, right? So if you're coming into town Thursday, if you're Wednesday, Thursday, pencil in Thursday night, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Meanie Mania at McCusker's. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have, you know, people there from all over the country, all over the world, just coming in to hang out. I got some wrestlers who have said, hey, oh yeah, I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely come and hang and stuff like that. Trying to get other, you know, a bunch of other different, you know, well-known people to come out just to hang. And, you know, it is what it is. It's going to be a good time. We're just going to hang out. We'll have wrestling on the big screen. We'll have music, you know, wrestling related music on the playing overhead. hang out. Let's talk about wrestling. Let's talk about whatever you want, man. Let's have a good time. Just, the cool part is it's free.
Yeah.
There's no cover charge. I'm not trying to nickel dime you to death. You know, there's going to be so many different events where you have to pay to get in and pay for this, pay for that. You just got to come out and hang out, man. And just, you know, let's have a couple cocktails together.
Yep.
And just, talk wrestling, talk WrestleMania, talk about Philly, talk about ECW, talk about whatever, you know, it'll be a good time. And, sounds super, super vague, but hey,
dude, it's going to be great. You know, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited.
I used to run shows where I knew every little detail. It's just, all I know is we're going to McCusker's Thursday, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. I want to see everybody come out, shake some hands, take some photos, mm-hmm. have some barley pops, and then just hang out. Let's have a good time.
I'll have my film camera is packed with black and white film, and I have a bunch of rolls for the week. I'm working on a portrait project, so I'll have to get one of the blue guy at McCusker's in his hangout, in his natural element, if you will. But yes. I will be there as well, you know, kissing hands and shaking babies at some point in the evening before heading over to Wally Mania as well. I'm going to try, like I said, I'm going to try to be in as many places as it possibly can be. There's a lot of folks that are coming in, that I've never met before. A bunch of my media friends, shout out to the Public Enemies podcast who gave us a shout out recently, for the awesome show. So we thank you guys. Looking forward to meeting all of
thank
them.
Thank you.
As well. You know, Meanie.
What's that, Adam?
We hear this a lot. Every CBD company tells you that their product is the best. With quality control measures like lab testing and QR codes now becoming the standard, it can start to seem like all CBD brands are the same, but I'm here to tell you something, Meanie. They are not. Knowing what makes certain brands better will help you spend your money more wisely and have more confidence as you incorporate CBD oils, topicals, capsules, or gummies into your own wellness routine. And that's why we're proud to partner with Green Road CBD as an official sponsor of Mind of the Meanie. And Meanie, I know you're a longtime user of Green Road CBD. How has Green Road CBD helped you in your life?
Let me tell you, Green Road CBD is a product I've been using for years. And when we started Mind of Meanie, I always was like, let's get Green Roads as a sponsor, because I use them almost daily. Whether it's the gummies, you know, to take care of the aches and pains of 30 years of wrestling, the topical solutions, to help my knees, help my back, help my elbows, help my shoulders. Green Road CBD has done everything to help me maintain a pain-free existence from all the years of wear and tear as a professional wrestler.
And to me, Meanie, that sounds like the Green Road's difference. And it comes down to a really few important points. They're just part of the reason that they've won industry awards year after year, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and have heard countless stories from customers just like you about the impact that those products have had on your life. So Green Roads is led by a compounding pharmacist with 25 years of experience helping her community getting healthy. For her and the entire company, it's more than just a job. It's a mission. And not all hemp sourcing is equal, Meanie. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But they select their hemp from high-quality American farms. And also, not all lab testing is equal, which is why they use an accredited independent lab to conduct full panel tests on every single batch. And that's why Green Roads is an original manufacturer, not just a quote-unquote white label brand. So right now, you can go to greenroads.com, Meanie, and save 25% off of your entire purchase.
Wow.
25% off of everything, Meanie. That's huge. And all you have to do is go to their website right now, greenroads.com, and use promo code Meanie at checkout. It's 25% off your entire purchase by using promo code Meanie at greenroads.com. Own the day with Green Road CBD, and we thank them for sponsoring the program. But yeah, I wanted to ask you a question, sir. The question, but a question. Recently, right, it was announced, I think it was yesterday, that WWE and GCW are in cahoots together, and that they are sending, WWE is sending Shayna Baszler and potentially other superstars to go to the GCW Bloodsport event on, yeah. I think it's Thursday in Philadelphia. Sold out event. Can't get tickets for it anymore. But what are your thoughts about Shayna Baszler going to GCW to do this event and the relationship between WWE and GCW?
That's cool, man. The sign that, you know, Triple H really is taking over and having, you know, starting to have relationships with other people, other companies. And, dude, when I went to WWE in 98, there was times where, you know, the guys could do indies.
Yeah.
Or do, as they called them, third party bookings.
Mm.
You know, anything that wasn't WWE. So if I didn't have a show for WWE, I could go, you know, somebody could call WWE. I wanted the Blue Meanie for this date. And I'd go work it, you know, and, it was cool. It was cool. But, and then they eventually, you know, around late 99, they started, you know, tightening up on that and, you know, making it unappealing, you know. You know, we want our guys to be exclusive, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, meanwhile, these indie promoters are booking WWF talent, you know, and they're putting WWF on their posters and stuff like that. So, but, I mean, it makes sense. You know, Shayna Baszler's got an MMA background, and Bloodsport's an MMA style event.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not something WWE would probably do. So if she wants to go and do that, and, you know, she's been a great, you know, talent for WWE. I'm sure they understand, you know, how cool it would be to have let her do an MMA event, knowing her background. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hats off to WWE for allowing it. Hats off to GCW for, you know, being allowed to do that. And, you know, Bloodsport's like this yearly thing that's like everybody looks forward to.
Yep.
You know, and it's awesome. You know, and it also builds for a better, not that, you know, Shayna and WWE have any kind of bad relationship. I'm not saying that, but like, that's just another perk of working for a company that's willing to allow you to do some cool things.
Yeah.
You know, that weekend. So, you know, I think it's a great idea. You know, I'm listening to the book called Nitro, which is about WCW and the Monday Night Wars kind of thing.
Yo, Guy Evans's book?
It's very good.
So good.
And there's the one thing, you know, where you're talking about how Scott Hall was, you know, kind of playing on WCW, or Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, but Scott Hall was like, look, I want to make some more money. Can you let me go to New Japan, do a tour in New Japan? If, you know, and Vince wouldn't let anybody go to New Japan. He wouldn't let him go to New Japan, which led to Scott Hall leaving, you know, deciding factor for let Scott Hall go to WCW for all the money in the world he was making. And that just reminds me of this deal where, hey, you know, there's this MMA style event called Bloodsport with GCW. Can I go do that? Yeah, why not? You know, it keeps the talent happy.
Yeah,
that they can, you know, express themselves in different ways. You know, Shayna gets to go do something MMA related, and she'll be happier because she got to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, WWE allowed me to do this really cool thing. GCW provided the platform to do this really cool thing. So I'll be pretty cool. I'm trying to think. I wonder if the other talent that they might have at Bloodsport might be Solo Sikoa. I could see that, maybe.
I could see that. You know who else I was thinking, though, was Dominic Mysterio. I thought about Dominic Mysterio. God. Could you imagine the fucking place going? It's like, that's like Cornette showing up to fucking ECW.
You know what I mean? That's like, exactly that what I was thinking. That kind of fucking heat.
Whew.
Hey. The
roof would blow off that fucking place, man. Holy shit.
If Matt Cardona could have his wife come in for a show,
have
Chelsea come in for a show, you know, for, you know, what, like a one night thing, you know?
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Have her. Yeah. She's already kind of hinted at it, though. Like, there was something, somebody tweeted something. Maybe it was Shayna tweeted something about having a sword, and Chelsea Green was like, she's posted a photo of her with Matt Cardona in the ring. She's holding this. I'm like, I wonder if she's going to be the other person. That could be possible. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited. You gave, like I said, tickets are sold out. It's Thursday, April 4th. It's Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. It's the GCW event, and you can watch it live on what used to be Fight TV. It's now Triller TV. You can go and sign up today and take a look at that. It starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so plenty of time pre-Mania weekend to go and watch it. So,
and then after that, you can come over and visit me at McCusker's.
Combined. Check us out.
McCusker's Tavern, 17th and Chunk, 2601 South 17th Street in South Philly, PA. And like I said, like we say, Mrs. Meany made a really cool commercial. She says, take a Lyft, take an Uber, because parking in South Philly is absolute trash. So, yeah, if you can. That's why I want Meany Mania to be. I want it to be a good pre-show, post-show hangout. Thursday, there's some stuff going on, but, man, we got some downtime. Let's take a Lyft over, take an Uber over to McCusker's.
Yep.
Even when meeting, even before or after meeting, just the whole weekend, 8 minutes from Wells Fargo Center, 8 minutes from Citizens Bank Park. I mean, the link, Citizens Bank Park cross street. But yeah, that'd be cool, man. Just, I don't know if I heard wrong, but they might have some kind of thing at Citizens Bank Park to WWE, some kind of thing. I don't know.
Oh, but, shit.
You know, people just talk out. To say things, and it could have been something misheard, but I don't know. They might be doing something. Says it's Bank Park too, but you know, You know what would be cool? It's like if they did. That would be stretching himself too much. Like if they did, like. Imagine if they did night one at the link and night two at Scissors Bank Park. Ooh. That'd be kind of cool.
Man, that would be crazy. But
that would be way too much fucking set up. You know, logistical there you nightmare. Got the belt. Yeah. This ain't a video game, Brian.
It's a great idea, though, man. I would fucking
do it.
You know,
it's interesting.
We've been talking about food a lot recently, and I do have one topic I want to broach before we get into my favorite question of the program. I've actually only ever been to the link one time as – longtime listeners of the show will know I went to see Bruce Springsteen there in 2003. Nice. But I have not been there yet. And I'm curious, what are some food places at the link that people can stop by and try? It looks like there's a decent amount here, right?
That's not a question for me, because I've been to the link, but it's mostly been for like preseason football. I went there for preseason football, and I went there for a Guns N' Roses concert.
Well, lucky for us, I have the menu in front of me right here. And I'm going to tell you a couple of good places that you can stop at the link.
I buried your lead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I was actually looking up. I was like, oh, lucky for us. I'm going to give us a...
Yeah, of course.
Here's some spots you can hit while you're in the link. America's Pie, which I believe is a Westchester, Pennsylvania pizza shop. Nice. Is now at the link. Fabulous pizza, incredible stuff. Chickies and Pete's is the place you want to stop, though. If you're looking for like a good Philly experience, Chickies and Pete's, they have crab fries. It comes in a big fucking bucket. They have this American cheese sauce, which is great. Tony Luke's is there as well. And the Schmitter at McNally's Tavern. Oh, man, I got a bunch of good shit here, man. Love and Honey Schmitter's Fried Chicken.
Pretty good.
Ooh-wee. James and I are going to be eating good. They have they also have a bunch of vegetarian, gluten-free, and kosher options as well. So it's definitely got a lot of good stuff here. Have you ever eaten at America's Pie before?
No.
Oh, man.
It sounds amazing.
Good stuff.
Like we, like I said when we did our cheesesteak and our pizza review, like you can throw a fucking rock and hit a good pizza joint in South Philly. Except this one that was like orange. I ain't even going to put it over. But, like, how are you in business?
If I may, sir. Actually, I wanted to talk about today, since we're giving people, we're coming up, we're about 3 weeks removed from WrestleMania. You know that the past couple of weeks we've been talking about
as our
Canadian friends would say. We've been talking about our favorite food places to eat in Philadelphia. And today, I wanted to talk about one specific place called the Reading Terminal Market.
Oh, my God. I was just there.
Oh, God. The Reading Terminal Market is down on 11th and Arch Street, which is, I believe, if I recall correctly, right on the other side of Chinatown, down there by the convention center. They have pretty much everything you could possibly imagine having. Seafood, they have specialty food, they have Pennsylvania Dutch stuff, which is fantastic. Their bakeries are incredible. What are some of your favorite spots down there at the Reading Terminal Market?
I am such a bad fucking host because I just stop at places and get food and I bring it home. I go, oh, what was the name of that fucking place?
Well, let me throw a couple at you here. One off the top of my head is Bassett's Ice Cream. Friends of the show, Bassett's Ice Cream. They're famous in Philadelphia here. I don't know how far out into the ether that they go, but they used to have a Preston and Steve flavor for a long time, which was really solid. Yeah. But they got all types of really great shakes and you know, hand spun ice cream and all kinds of great stuff there. They have a bunch of like wacky flavors too. I'm going to pull some of them up right now to get you an idea of what you may be getting while you're there. It is like butterscotch vanilla. They got moose tracks. They have macadamia nut. Bro, they got all kinds of shit here. They have
moose tracks.
Moose tracks.
Could be a little risque there.
You want to stay away from the moose tracks you find down there at 11th, okay? You don't want to go there. But
because I'm still cleaning up all the moose tracks in here. Yo, cuz, there's moose tracks everywhere.
Yo, cuz.
Yo, cuz, yo, bo.
Yo, bo.
What's with all the fucking moose tracks?
I just showed up and there's fucking moose tracks all over the place. Hey, yo, hey.
Oh, moose tracks. This is why we can't have nice things. Well, look at all these fucking moose tracks
around here. Look at all these fucking moose tracks everywhere.
Listen here, you fucking moose track. Yo, cuz, your mother's a moose track.
Yo, cuz.
Your mother's a moose track. Don't go get your fucking shine box. Oh, my God. I love it.
Fucking Moose Track McGee over here.
That's right. Should that be the name of the episode, is Moose Track McGee? I feel like that's
the name. Yeah. Moose Track McGillicuddy.
Moose Track McGillicuddy. Oh my God! Schlichter,
McGee works.
Do we need that for a Philly shirt for the weekend? There's a ton. I mean, listen, the Reading Terminal Market's fantastic. Beck's Cajun Cafe is one of my favorite spots to stop when I'm down there. They have a sandwich called a train wreck, which is andouille sausage. It's like a cheesesteak. Oh my God, so good! Then there's Denick's, which is the hot roast beef, hot roast pork down there.
Hold on. Speaking of the Knicks, everybody talks the Philly cheesesteak, but the hidden gem in South Philadelphia is the roast pork sandwich.
That's true.
Which, if you're going to get a roast pork sandwich, sharp provolone and broccoli rabe.
Yep. Do it right. Do it correct.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Just they cook that shit overnight. It's so nice and soft. And the Knicks is definitely a great choice. And then, another spot I like over there is the Old City Coffee.
Yeah. Yes.
I was just looking up Old City Coffee in the Reading Terminal Market. Get yourself a nice cold, they don't have cold brew, but you get a nice iced coffee. We were just there this week. We went there. We went to, we got Whoopie Pies over Flying Monkey. Where they have their pastries are amazing.
Yep.
We bought like four of them. And I paid with card. And Miss Me goes, did you just tip that guy $5? I'm like, yes.
If he made the pie, I'm giving him money.
Worth it. Yeah. And then we got a couple of fucking giant ass turkey sandwiches to bring home, which I'm such a bad shopper because I'll just go walk in and buy. That's the thing about the Ring terminal market. You can have a little bit of everything from everywhere.
Yes.
And still not have eaten everything in that place.
Honestly, I think this is, there's so, like, I'm scanning through everything in here and I just can't believe how many options are actually here in this area. Like, there's so many. There's like, they have a whole gift shop there. They have a whole cheese and cookie shop. Like, it's crazy. There's just so many different, and a juice bar. They have a sushi stop. Like, you definitely want to go out of your way to try Reading Terminal Market for the week while you're there. They have Peking Duck, which I've had there before. That's at Sang Ki. Peking Duck is fantastic. Lots of, like I said, you can't go wrong anywhere at the Reading Terminal Market. Maybe that's something that I do while I'm down there is I'll give you guys a real or Termini Brothers. That's another good bakery spot there. Holy shit, man. I forgot about all this.
Yeah, so, the Fly Monkey Bakery. You go in there and you look at their window and you're like, I want to eat every single thing in here. But then the place, ironically enough, the place where we got the big-ass turkey sandwiches was called the Original Turkey, which,
dude,
you get, they give you enough meat. You could take half the meat off your sandwich and make a whole other complete sandwich.
Shit, man.
With that.
I'm looking at the bakery stuff right now. And what is an Elvis cake? That's whatever sure that got, is. I need it.
It's got to have like bananas in it, right? Because mm-hmm. he used to eat the peanut butter bananas.
It's probably, I was going to say, it's probably a peanut butter banana cake. They have a butter cake. They have a... lemon bars, which actually are one of my favorite delicacies. I love lemon bars. If you give me a lemon bar, I'll be your best friend for the rest of the year, probably. chocolate butter cake, s'mores bars. Holy shit, dude. And they have a fruity, they have a, what they call a fruity marshmallow treat, which is like a Rice Krispie treat with fruity pebbles. Shove it as hard as you can into my face, please, because that's what I need. Let me see. Here's the, they do. If you go to Beck's Cajun Cafe, they also have a breakfast menu as well, which is like a po' boy, which they do all kinds of good shit with. But I'm trying to find that train wreck that I'm talking about because that's my go-to every time I'm at this spot. It's a fantastic sandwich. And where is it here? If I can find it. If not, I'll put a link. We're going to put links in the show notes so you can take a look and get yourself prepped before you go to the Reading Terminal Market. Because it can be, Meanie, it can be overwhelming when you go to this place. Like, there's a lot of people all the time. There's so much to look at. So you probably want to get a chance to look earlier.
If you go in from, like, the 12th Street entrance, you know, there's, like, a little... Like, go in there in the morning, there's a place called Pearl's Oyster Bar, which actually has... amazing breakfast.
Yep.
You know, you go in there, you get yourself a nice, you know, eggs Benedict, you know, and so much good stuff. And then they have a lot of Amish options over there. You know, my buddy Donnie goes down there, gets meats and beef sticks, and it's all, you know, done by the Amish. And it's so amazing. So good.
Yep.
But like the Reading Terminal Market doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to Philadelphia in general. So it's going to be an amazing time there. If you're in town, like especially if you're going to WWE World, it's right there. The Pennsylvania Convention Center's there. It's like a block from that. It's between because the Hard Rock Cafe is on 12th and Market.
Right. Yeah. It's like right down the other side. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sandwiched between the Hard Rock and the Philadelphia Convention Center on 12th. You know, if you're driving, there's a parking spot. Here's a tip, because I just did this the other day. Because you know, if you're driving, there's a parking garage right across the street from Reading Terminal Market. You park, you go in, and wherever you buy your food from, ask them if they validate parking. They'll validate your parking ticket. It's like, you know, $7 to park, you know, for a couple of hours or something like that.
Yep.
In some cases, free. I don't know. I've never gotten the free gimmick, but, you know, instead of paying like $20, I'm paying like $7 or whatever. But it's right across the street. And like you said, you can't go wrong with the, you know, I just realized I need to talk to, I have a couple friends coming over from the UK and they're asking, you know, where to go. And I've been giving them little tips. Yep. I send them the video of our cheesesteak video.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Which you can find on our YouTube page, which the pizza video will be uploaded this weekend as well. And this one about the Reading Terminal Market.
Yes. And, and now I got to send my friends the Reading Terminal Market because I know that they'll be wandering around Center City. I'm like, you got to go here.
Yeah.
You got to go here. There's no bad food there.
And I actually just found the menu here for Bex, which is Cajun food. The train wreck, it comes on a seeded hoagie roll or a cheesesteak roll. Because we don't call them subs here because, you know, we're real blooded Americans. We call them hoagie rolls like you're supposed to, goddammit.
Listen here, you fucking hoagie roll.
Listen here, you fucking... Dude,
Your mother's a hoagie roll.
Your mother's a moose track. I put the video up that I did that reel about the places to eat in Philly on my Instagram. And I put it on Twitter and somebody was like, what, is everybody coming from North Jersey? Because I talk like this on the other part of it. And I was like, I don't know, man. I just picked an accent.
Yeah.
I was like, I just did one. Like, it was either that or Bam Margera. I don't know. But I did so the train wreck sandwich is on the hoagie roll, seeded hoagie roll. It's steak, like a cheese steak. It's chopped up with salami, andouille sausage, fried onions, and American cheese.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself to try this food. Like, you owe it to yourself coming to our city to do this. So, next week, we're going to give you, because I know we talked about a little bit of these fine pastries and desserts. We're going to talk about our favorite desserts in Philadelphia as well. And I'm sure we'll mention these ones again from Reading Terminal, but there's one place in particular that Meany knows is my favorite place and just opened a location right next to the 2300 Arena. So we're going to dive deep into that next week for you and keep you up to date and let you know about all of the fun places, all of the great stops that you can hit while you're in our city next month for WrestleMania. Meany!
Oh, yes, sir.
Why should I say the green Meany? And top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you.
Want to let everybody know that's listening right now, this episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers. That's right, our friends at Manscaped. This year, don't just chase rainbows, make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in below the kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish, Meany, and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. So head over right now to manscaped.com and use promo code MINDMEANY for 20% off plus free shipping. And Meany, I want to know if you ever had any issues before you were able to get the golden touch of Manscaped.
When it comes to Manscaped, you can't leave the Blarney Stone alone. I use it every time of the year, but St. Patrick's Day, you got the luck of the Irish there because you ain't going to be nicking yourself. So, get the Lawnmower 5.0 and, shamrock that cock, man.
Shamrock that cock indeed, Meany. And ever since I've used Manscaped, I can proudly say that I found my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's right. Little John and the Eastside Boys have never looked better. And you can meet your new lucky charm for St. Patrick's Day, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer comes with two interchangeable next-generation skin-safe blade heads, one for a classic trim and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Equipped with dual LED spotlights, navigate your shamrock path in peace. Equipped with two dual LED spotlights, navigate your shamrock patch in peace. Worried you'll make a mess, Meany? Fear not. This wonder is waterproof. Shave by the misty moors, under a waterfall, or even doing a rain dance, or dare I say, a Meany dance. Its compact case makes it ideal to take it with you on the road, ready for any adventure or last-minute plans you have coming up. So trimming the hedges in your Irish garden isn't just for below the belt, my friend. Complete your look with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Base Shaver. So whether you're sculpting your beard or cleaning up your neckline, there's always the right tools for the job. So go to manscaped.com right now and get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANY. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANY at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped. So, Meaning, I do actually, Schlichter's got a question here. He says, I keep seeing ads for Assad's hot chicken. Are you guys familiar with it?
I've seen those ads too, and I don't know anything about it.
I have some friends who work in the city at my last property who have tried it and rave about it. I have not tried it, but it looks fantastic. I would eat it.
Philly's supposed to be getting a Raising Cane's too.
Seriously?
Chicken place. Yeah. And it's little room. Birdie told me it's going down, be down by the ECW arena as well. So
what?
There's a old, there's a building that was a paper mill or whatever, right on.
It's right there next Snyder. To Street?
It's you know where Boston Market is on Snyder and Swanson
yes.
Street.
Yep.
Or whatever that street, the street that goes to the arena.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, they're on Swanson and Rentner. I think that's Swanson that goes all the way down to where Boston Market is, IHOP. Mm-hmm. Well, that, like, fucking, it's that factory that's right behind John Tro's Pork.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Supposedly, right there. Supposedly they're putting in Raising Cane's in there.
Wow.
Which is a... It's a really good chicken place. I had it once when I was up in Alaska. And then once I heard they're coming to Philly, I was like, oh. I think there already is one in Philly. I just don't know where it is. It's somewhere.
Man.
Like, it's kind of like how there's a Tim Hortons in New Jersey.
Yeah. Just random just, Tim Hortons. Yeah.
Yeah. Right in middle of nowhere. That's got to be hard to like send stuff to if you're one 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
And you're not stopping at a bunch of Tim Hortons. You're just going to one Tim Hortons in New Jersey.
That's probably why there isn't an in and out here in Philadelphia, because I'm sure the logistics of that would be a fucking nightmare. But
do you remember when somebody found an In-N-Out burger in Brooklyn?
No.
There's like this mystery. There's an In-N-Out burger in a wrapper just randomly placed on a street in like Brooklyn, New York. And they're like, how did an In-N-Out fucking burger get here? Aliens. I don't know. It's aliens. Just, it was a big thing for a little while there, but yeah. But yeah, we're getting a Raising, we're supposed to be getting a Raising Cane's down there. So
that's awesome.
They're really developing the area considering what that ECW arena area used to look like. You know, when I first started going to ECW events in 93, it was just fucking warehouses.
Yeah.
Like that Target that's down the street from the arena, that was just like an empty warehouse. Like, and then it became a Bradley's, and then it became Target.
I was going to say it right, Meanie. Say it in the fancy Philadelphia way we say it. Yep.
Pinkies up, you know.
That's right. Speaking of pinkies up, sir, I have a... Maybe, well, actually,
yeah, of course.
A brief question for you, if I may.
Yes.
Are you ready to ask me any?
I would love to.
It's time to ask me anything.
Ask me something.
This is a drizzling shit.
Don't forget, tweet us your questions. What's up, Dan? Tweet us your questions using the hashtag AskMeanie, and you may hear them on the show. We will answer them for you. And Meanie, what do you got today for us? In your wide gimmick box there of fancy drinks.
Yes. I'm back with the fucking pumpkin.
Oh, boy.
I started on a new case, but I seem kind of fucked because I just realized all the bottoms are fucking blown out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This can's ready to settle down. And
I was going to say something, but I figured you would.
Yeah, this Belvie's ready to settle down and have a normal life.
Now that its back's completely blown out, it's ready.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to have to drink it and keep it in my hand.
Here is mine. I got the cheap shit from Aldi today. I got the pink grapefruit. Shout out to Audrey's nail painting as well. She got me all dolled up for the show today, which you
check
can see
you
right now at patreon.com. Oh,
Who did your nails, doll?
Who did your nails? Oh, the baby did. She decided she wanted to paint my nails and use my favorite
color. Who did your
color.
Nails, mommy?
So
who did
beautiful.
Your nails? Oh, look at your nails, mommy.
Look at how nice they are.
We're gonna do. We're gonna crack these suckers in 3, 2, 1. Oh yeah, oof. That was a good spritzer right there. That pink grapefruit's the good shit. Pinkies up. Yeah.
Pinkies up, motherfucker.
Oh yeah. My goal is to get enough. You know, man.
Hold on.
My goal is to get one just as I'm talking and asking you a question. So that way it's just like, oh, meaning, and he's like, bring up.
Sound like a dog burping up shoelaces. Jesus. Listen here, Hooch.
Calm down, Cujo. Calm down.
Hey, easy with the seltzers there, Hooch. Your mother's a hooch.
Go get your fucking shine box. RJ Krasinski. What's up, RJ?
What up, RJ?
We missed you last week, sir. Good to hear from you. Don't forget to check out Reffing It Up. Great podcast, friends of the show.
Absolutely. Such great knowledge over there at Reffing It Up.
If the Radicals came into the WWE later than they did, do you think we would have seen them succeed more?
There's no way to tell. Yeah. I think when they came in, it was perfect because nobody expected to see them there, you know. And then, maybe if they came in a little bit later, Eddie wouldn't have got injured doing the frog splash. Who knows? But it's hard to tell. I think when they debuted, it was just the perfect timing.
Yeah.
Of like, holy shit, these guys from WCW in the front row. Kind of like when the ECW was in the front row at that one In Your House, you know, just perfect timing, perfect timing that Bischoff let him go, which, okay.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And then they're there on WWE TV, you know, but the timing of it, dude, I'm a big fan of like, was that the butterfly effect, you know, where you think, or Sliding Doors, you know, that movie Sliding Doors where, door, if you go through the door, here's events could happen, but you miss going through a certain door at a certain time and the whole, chain of events. Like, dude, like one time I was trying to leave somewhere and for whatever reason, I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. And I was taking a route I take every day. And I was driving that route. And like, holy shit, there was a fucking major accident. No shit. So I'm like, man, if I hadn't had trouble finding my keys, I might have been in an accident. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Where you do, man, losing my keys for a second was kind of like a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, I could have been, you know, and that's... You know, a good part of my, dude, I remember, walking with my mom to go to work. We were working in the casinos, and I'd already paid for tuition for wrestling school, this, that, and the other thing. It just a matter of pulling the trigger, and I'm walking in, and I'm sitting there at a red light with my mom, and I go, I'm going in tonight. I'm giving my 2 weeks' notice. She's like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to a wrestling school in like 2 weeks. I got to do it. And if I hadn't left on that day I did, who knows, my chain of events going to Al's school between getting friendly with Sabu, Dan Severn, a whole bunch of people that came through Al's school that went on to still be my friends to this day,
right?
If I had to pussyfooted around and just waited, the only thing holding me back was me, so I decided, WCW let those guys go. They let them sit in the front row, and that's probably the perfect chain of events for that. So if they would have waited a little bit longer, who knows if, Bischoff would have even released them or, it's hard to tell. I think it worked out well for what it was.
Yeah. I think two of the guys, I don't know how you could have gotten bigger in the company than two of them. I think their respective careers were, I feel like, there was a hiccup with Eddie for a little bit there, but then when he got back, it was like, okay, now he's off to the running. Malenko, I'm a huge Dean Malenko fan. Love anything Dean Malenko does.
I was supposed to go to his school.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I was going to go to the Malenko school. And let's talk about how weird events happen. You know, I was talking to a woman named Phyllis Lee. I sent her all my tuition. You know, she was working with the Malenkos, and this came down to living expenses down in Florida was more than I had saved for. And then she recommended Al School, which was 1/5 of what I would have paid in Florida, and I'd be living in the school. So yeah. God knows what would have happened in my career if I went to Malenko school. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have, seen Dean Malenko do more. I don't know. Yes. I don't know why he like kind of just disappeared. I'm not really sure what happened. But I wish he would have done more. You know, I could have seen him having a strong intercontinental championship run. I think he would have been fantastic. As far as Perry Saturn goes, I mean, again, another guy who was fantastic. Some things that happened during, you know, his time in WWE, WWF. But I think, you know, it, like Meanie said, it depends on where you're at that time, you know? Like, if they would have went in earlier, would Malenko not have, you know, would the incident with Perry Saturn never have happened, right? Would it have been different, you know? Would they ever put the belts on Eddie and the other guy? Like, we don't know. So,
It's a good it's a good question.
Yeah. It's a good game now question. Last question for the day. Draven effect, I hope I said that right for you, pal. I apologize. Wants to know, hey, Meanie, do you think you'd have fit into WCW in the year 2000?
I had a chance to go and I fucking blew it, but probably, you know, just like when WWE let me go, Bruce Pritchard was kind enough to go, hey, I could call over to WCW and have JJ, you know, put a word. And stupid me went, not stupid, but I went, you know, hey, I think I'll go back to ECW. Because at the time, it looked like ECW was going up. But, you know, they just got national TV. They got a video game. They got toys. I'm like, ah. And then when I got there, I realized the problems they were having. But, you know, WCW was having their problems, too. But I had an opportunity to go there, and I just chose to go back to ECW. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. I definitely would have liked to have done it just for the fact that SAG, I worked for the big three, you know, WWE, ECW, WCW. Oh. But it is what it is. I think I could have, you know. You know, I had enough friends there, and stuff like that. But then, you know, especially when, you know, Vince Russo was there and he brought me into WWE. So, you know, who knows? I think I could have done well.
I think you would have been, I think you would have fit into there well. I think it would have been great for you, but I'm glad that you didn't do that, because I don't know if we would be sitting here talking together if you had done that. So I want to thank you for going back to ECW, and I also want to thank you for doing this program with me, sir, each and every week. It is always a blast. It's always a blast to answer your questions as well. So please make sure you send them to us using the hashtag AskMeanie, and you may hear them on the program. Actually, one more question for you real quick before we jump out of here. Andy Schlichter from the Pod Squad wants to know.
Schlichter!
Hey, Meanie, if I bring a parking chair down for you, can you stick it in a spot for me?
A little bit of savesies. Yeah, I think they kind of frown on it now. It's, you know, no more savesies. But, yeah, for you, anything.
I think we could help you out there. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Meanie, I want to thank you again for doing the show as well. And where can everybody keep up with all things blue when they're not listening to us here on the program?
If you would like to follow the Blue Meanie on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and because it's still Twitter and Instagram, at Blue Meanie BWO on all forms of social media. If you would like to support the Blue Meanie, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Blue Meanie. Get yourself a BWO shirt or get yourself a Meanie Mania shirt. If you would like to support Mind of the Meanie, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Mind of the Meanie. Get yourself a nice little logo shirt designed by the wonderful Hal Haney. Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand, go to Collar and Elbow Brand. .com. Use coupon code Meanie or use coupon code MIND and save 10% over there at ColinElbowBrand.com. Now you look good and you want to smell good and your beer felt like it myself, go to madcatbeercare.com. Get the Blue Spruce Beard Oil or Balm or both. Both make your beard look good, smell good, feel good. And that's what you do over there at madcatbeardcare.com. Shout out to Josh. He's doing an amazing job rounding up the kitties, takes them to the vet, has them feeling better than he found them. So if you're a cat lover like myself, go to madcatbeercare.com. The Ultra Pro Wrestling video game coming to all major consoles in 2024. Ultra Pro Wrestling contains not only original characters created by the awesome and wonderful and lovely Hal Haney, but many real world wrestlers, including myself and others. I'm trying not to spoil at the moment, but for all your information, go to ultraprowrestling.com, ultraprowrestling.com, or follow them on Twitter at UPW Video Game. That's Twitter at UPW Video Game. The collections, the figure collections, Bone Crushing Wrestlers Series 1 variants of the Blue Meanie are available now. All Series 1s can be ordered now at shop.figurecollections.com. That's shop.figurecollections.com. Type Blue Meanie in the search bar and select either Old School Blue Meanie or BW Blue Meanie. Either one, no bad choices. Shout out to Jim Nelson over at glaciersofice.com. Steve made of, start over. Shout out to Jim Nelson at glaciersofice.com. Jim made a 3 of 3 only custom BWO Air Jordan 1 sneaker for Stevie, Nova, and myself. Each pair takes Jim about 50 hours per pair to make these wonderful works of art for your feet. So if you want to take a look at these awesome shoes, follow him on Instagram at Glacier Studio Art. That's Instagram. That's Glacier Studio Art. To add the Blue Meanie on your podcast, go to podstars.net. That's PODSTRZ.net. Register your podcast. Book the Blue Guy. Let's have some fun over there at podstars.net. Cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO for birthdays, holidays, and well wishes. Book through the website. Please don't book through the app because the app takes too much money. I have a lot of fun doing videos over there. Cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO. Let's make somebody's day a little bit brighter over there. WrestleCon, April 4th through the 7th at the downtown Sheraton. Go to WrestleCon.com. Battleground Championship Wrestling's, tribute to Extreme over to 2300 Arena. Go to 2300arena.com for all your ticket information. Meanie Mania, the perfect paper brew kickoff event Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. No cover. 21 and older to attend. McCusker's Tavern is on the corners of 17th and Chunk in South Philadelphia. That's 2601 South 7th Street in Philadelphia. Go to my social medias for all their information on Meanie Mania. But most importantly, Mr. Bernard, where can we find you, sir?
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Twitter. Like Meanie said, it's always going to be Twitter. We're never going to call it the other name. It's always going to be fucking Twitter. You can find me there at This Is Goober. Yes, it's my handle. No, I'm not changing it. It's a brand, pal. You can find me there. You can also find me. You can listen to my show, Foundation Radio, by going to foundationradio.net or going to YouTube, youtube.com/@foundationradiopod. All my interviews and conversations and content from previous WWE events plus WrestleMania event is going to be there as well. Don't forget to follow my socials and the YouTube to see what's going on through the week. And I will post as much as I possibly can. The Feinberg Method. Go to thefeinbergmethod.com. Use promo code Goober and save up to 20% off of your entire purchase. My trainer, Brad Feinberg, is ready to help you with your physical and mental well-being by going to thefeinbergmethod.com. Shout out to the homies at the 10th Ward Barbershop out there in Lawrenceville on the outskirts of Pittsburgh. I will be there to see them next weekend. Now, don't forget to schedule your appointment there with Kane or Jordan or the rest of the team at 10thWardBarbershop.com. Also pick up some Silk Panther hair products and beard oils while you're there. Always keeping my hair nice. Fresh and nice. Each and every week you see me, here on the program. ProWrestlingTees.com/Mind of the Meanie. ProWrestlingTees.com/Foundation Radio. Pick up a shirt and keep the lights on at Casa de Meanie and the Barnard Home for Wayward and Troubled Youth. Don't forget, we also are a proud sponsor and brand partner with the WWE Shop. You can use our exclusive link in the show notes and pick up some gear before you hit WrestleMania or before you hit Meanie Mania. Pick up your gear, come out on out, and show us there. Thank you so much to the sponsors of the program this week. As always, we appreciate you. Patreon.com/Mind of the Meanie. Tiers start at just $10. And I know Meanie says this as well, but I'm going to remind you, we could not do this show without your support. Everyone who's listening to the show, you at home listening to our buttery voices in your ears right now, we could not do the show without you. So thank you. And especially thank you to our Patreon members who have been with us for many years and hopefully many years to come. So, Meanie, I want to thank you, sir, for doing the show this
week. Thank you, sir.
We will see you again next week for the Blue Meanie. I am Adam Bernard. Join us again each and every week as we take a trip through the mind of the Meanie. Peace.
This episode of Mind of the Meanie is hosted and executively produced by the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard. It was mixed and engineered by Carl Pinnell. Additional narration is provided by the executive voice, Sam Krepps. That's me. Our intro music was performed by the Swamp Candles. Our outro music was performed by Chikara. Additional musical accompaniment is performed by Enrichment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X or whatever, at Mind of the Meanie, and become part of the Pod Squad by going to patreon.com/Mind of the Meanie. Find our entire show archive at mindofthemeanie.com. This has been a Butts Carlton Media production. Butts Carlton Proprietor.
Dad, why does Blue Meanie's brain out?